You are listening to Proof Text, a Glossa House podcast exploring scripture and all things related to it. New episodes are released daily. For more information, check out glossahouse.com and subscribe to our channels on Spotify and YouTube. Welcome and enjoy.
Hello and welcome to Proof Text. I am Michael Halcombe, and in this episode, we're doing a Hebrew reading. We've been walking through the book of Jonah for a little while now, just word by word and verse by verse. We are almost at the end. We're at Jonah chapter 4, verse 7. So we're right there on the cusp of ending it. Jonah has 11 verses in the fourth chapter. So won't be too long until we're done with Jonah as a whole, and Jonah chapter 4 in particular. So we're at Jonah 4:7. I'm going to put that Hebrew text up on the screen. We're going to read it. And if you're watching, you'll be able to see it. If you just listen, that's okay too. If you got a Hebrew Testament, you want to grab that, do it. Make sure, as I always say, make sure you read out loud, whether you're reading along with me, whether you're pausing me and reading after me, whether you're repeating me, whatever, make sure you read out loud. That's very important for building fluency. Even if you don't know what the word means, don't worry about it. Just practice reading out loud and building that fluency. So here we go. I haven't read this yet. It's a cold read, so I'm going to read it on the spot. This is a pretty short verse compared to some other verses in Jonah. Here we go. Vayiman ha'elohim tole'at ba'alot ha'shechar la macharat v'tach'at ha'chikeon v'yeyivash. All right, that was a little rough. Let's try it again. So, Vayaman ha'elohim tole'at ba'alot ha'shechar la macharat v'tach'at ha'chikeon v'yeyivash. All right, still a little rough. Let's go word by word and then see what happens. So we have here the Vayeman, Vayeman ha Elohim, Vayeman ha Elohim, Vayeman ha Elohim, Tola'at, get that guttural, that stop in there, Tola'at. So Vayeman ha Elohim Tola'at, Vayeman ha Elohim Tola'at, B'alot. Again, lot, get that guttural stop in there. So this is a little bit of a tongue twister for me. Tola'at b'alot, with the two stops there, pretty close succession with the ayins. So tola'at b'alot, tola'at b'alot. And remember, a lot of people will not necessarily do that stop there. They'll just use the vowel sound. So here you'll get tola'at, for some people will do it that way, and then b'alot, that sort of thing. But that's not how I'm doing it. So, Vayaman ha'alohim tola'at ba'alot. And then we have ha'shachar, ha'shachar, ha'shachar. So, ba'alot, ha'shachar, ha'shachar la macharat. So, ha'shachar la macharat. That's a little bit of a tongue twister too. Ha'shachar la macharat, macharat, le macharat, le macharat. So, Hashakar Lahamarat, whew, Vatach, this is a tongue twister, Hashakar Lahamarat, Vatach, Et Hakikeyon, Et Hakikeyon, Vayivash, Vayivash, so Et Hakikeyon Vayivash, Hashakar Lahamarat, Vatach, Et Hakikeyon Vayishavash, Vayivash. All right, one more time here. Vayaman ha'alohim tola'at v'alot ha'shachar lamacharat v'tach et hakikeyon vayivash. Let's try it with, that wasn't too bad. Let's try it with the pointings off. So let's try here. Turn the vowels off and then come back down to verse 7. And there we go. So we have Vayeman ha'alochim tola'at ba'alot ha'shechar lemacharat v'tak at ha'kikayon v'yavash. That's actually easier, I think, to do it that way. So, Vayeman ha'alochim ta'alot ba'alot ha'shechar lemacharat v'tak et ha'kikayon v'yavash. And we'll do it one more time with the vowel pointings on. This is fun. This is another thing you can do to, you know, work on your reading and your speed, your rapidity with reading as well. Turn the vowels on and off. Vayeman ha'lochim tola'at v'alot ha'shechar lemacharat v'tak et ha'kikayon v'yivash. And that, my friends, is Jonah 4:7. Jonah chapter 4, verse 7. Practice reading out loud. I'm going to stop there and say, I hope that helps.
Interested in growing your ancient language skills but not sure where to start? Glossa House can help. From illustrated readers and short stories to lexicons and grammars, Glossa House offers a variety of resources for beginning, intermediate, and experienced ancient language learners. Head to glossahouse.com today. Glossa House, language resources for the global community.